Executive Committee on General Government to order. We have a public hearing on, so I'm going to open a public hearing on the Special Education School Finance Task Force. We're anxious to hear all the answers. Good morning. Please identify yourself for the record.
Good morning, Senator Duncan, members of the committee. My name is Steve Johnson. I'm the Associate Superintendent for the Office of Special Education, Oregon Department of Education. With me today is Maureen Casey, Deputy Superintendent of Willamette Education Service District. Maureen and I had the fortune to be members of the task force. We are here today to report to you on the findings and recommendations of the task force. Representative Elaine Hobson, who was chairing the task force, sends her apologies. She had wanted to be here this morning but was unable to make it. I want to, in her absence, take an opportunity to share with you the entire task force's pleasure with the chairing responsibilities that Representative Hobson carried out, along with her vice chair, Carolyn Ortman, a board member from Hillsboro. Representative Hobson ran a very tight task force, kept us on schedule, and kept us focused on the needs of students in Oregon, their parents, and those who educate those students. She did a wonderful job, and I'm sure she would have done a better job today presenting this than I will. We want to thank the Oregon Legislature for their foresight in establishing this task force. We believe it has begun to identify issues, concerns, and recommendations that will strengthen special education services and education in the state. I draw your attention first in the task force report to the guiding vision for the work of the task force, which you will find on page 2. The task force, early on, as we began to form and examined the charge from the legislature, identified that this could have been a lifelong endeavor to study the various issues that had been raised in the enacting and enabling legislation. The task force quickly said, let us focus on 4 basic areas. And as we focus on those areas, let us have a clear vision of what we expect for education in Oregon and what we expect the work of this task force to focus on. Underlying the work of the task force, then, this vision became a statement that we return to frequently to check ourselves against. And I would suggest,
Steve, I wonder if we just take just a minute. You don't have to do it. But let us each, we didn't have this earlier, I'd like to just quickly read for myself each the charge.
I think certainly.
Weigh the vision against the charge. Let's take a second and look at the charge, okay?
Certainly. The vision of the task force began with the fact that our schools serve all students, including students with disabilities, and that all students have the right to be educated and general education first, that the local classroom is where all students have a right to be, and they need, all kids need to be educated with their neighbors to the extent appropriate. Every student, regardless of whether they're disabled, gifted, or whether they're a typical child, has the right to an education that is responsive to that child's needs and that is targeted at meaningful educational benefit. In looking at the education of a child, it's not just the teacher's job, but parents are an integral part of this education. They are equal partners and essential in making decisions about the education of each student. We also set as a guiding vision the fact that we were looking at funding systems and funding formulas that would not create incentives for placing children in any specialized program, nor that would create disincentives for placement in any specialized program. We also said that those students who have more intensive needs and whose programs cost more should not create an adverse impact on their school district, on their school, or on the education of their neighbors. Also, we said that special education is a support and is part of the entire education system. We need to look at all resources that should be made available to education and consider special education as one of those resources. Certainly, we were very concerned about paperwork and the burden of additional meetings, documentation, and so as we worked, we said no additional paperwork should result as a result of these findings and recommendations of the task force. And finally, the ultimate test of a successful education is what happens to the child, what happens to the student when that student leaves education. So we looked forward to post-secondary education, life in the community, choices that that student would be able to make about where he or she lived, worked, and interacted with their fellow citizens. Those were the guiding visions of our task force, and we encourage the legislature to consider those visions also as part of their work as they look at special education issues. The Department of Education has been provided with these guiding visions, and we also are asking that the Department of Education consider these in their work, not only with students with disabilities, but all children. In reviewing the legislative task, the charge of the legislature to this task force, you do see the diversity and the extent of the many items that were identified for us. To make these more manageable, we focused on four specific areas: instruction and service delivery, performance standards, expectations, and accountability, qualified personnel, and funding and fiscal accountability. The task force broke into four subcommittees, each of them dealing with the research, the investigation, and developing findings and recommendations for these four areas. They brought those back to the full task force for very exercised discussion, and I'm pleased to say that the task force came to consensus on the findings and recommendations that you have in front of you this morning. I'm going to quickly identify the findings and recommendations in two of the areas and then ask Maureen to discuss the other two areas. First, turning to instruction and service delivery, which you can find summarized on page 3. Pardon me. We dealt first with the issue of whether or not there was a single curriculum that could respond to the needs of all students with disabilities. The task force determined that the extent, the variety, the diversity of the educational needs of students with disabilities, ranging from that child with a speech and language problem to a child who is medically fragile and requires a great deal of medical intervention, would not allow for a single curriculum to address the needs of all children. Therefore, we took a look at all students and said, what are some common issues that we need to address in instructing all students? Our first concern was that not just special education students, but other students with significant educational needs are frequently underserved in our state schools. We said that after examination, general education teachers are burdened and struggle with the challenge of very large class sizes and a wide variety of needs presented by their students. We recognize, along with No Child Left Behind, that a strong intervention at the early primary grades can result in a significant reduction of a child's educational problems and also result in a reduction of referral to special education programs. And finally, looking specifically at special education and an issue there, we agreed with the President's Commission on Excellence in Special Education that the current special education law, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, creates a wait-to-fail attitude and system where services that a child may benefit from aren't delivered until that child fails in school. Therefore, the task force made the following recommendations in the area of instruction and service delivery: that there be a student service model that provides education and services to each student as that student needs.